Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I knew when the humanity found out about the plan to kill us all that we'd start rallying. And it's begun. It's Sunday, December 10th, 2023. And we are all men and women in the arena. Get ready. InfoWars.
Tomorrow's news. Today.
Plus interview with Elon Musk.
Thank you.
I interviewed Elon Musk for 2 hours today.
So it's a tape.
A lot's happening right now. We are all men and women in the arena, and we're about to win. The globalists are in desperate straits right now. Are you not entertained? Is the question on this live Sunday, December 10, 2023 transmission. You can't ever win a fight if you don't know you're in one. But once you know you're in one, you realize who you are. Winning fights becomes quite easy. So awaken to the information war. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Decision, the future is being decided now. And InfoWars is being put back in the arena, back in the game. It's the nature of the universe. Struggle and conflict. You see that headline, and it's a true headline. Alex Jones interviews Elon Musk for 2+ hours live. It just ended like 45 minutes ago. As soon as we get the file, I think I'm told we have it. We're going to be playing large excerpts of it, but regardless, it was big. Imagine the rest of the broadcast will be about that and the incredible things covered. And it will be over the next few days. But instead, in the first part of the broadcast, we're talking about what's really important. We have the Secretary of Defense and now the head of the State Department, Blinken, come out and say, yeah, we're going to full war with Russia unless you give us unlimited money for Russia. Kind of a big deal. And it's all coming up. The last resort of tyrants is war. and the health of a corrupt, parasitic, cancerous state is war. It's all getting covered tonight, Sunday, December 10th, 2023, Infowars.com, and band.video are the coordinates of Liberté.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There aren't many people in the world that are affecting the battle plan for the future of humanity. There's less than a few dozen on the enemy side, less than 10 on our side. And I say this not as a matter of bragging, but as a matter of fact. This transmission, our guest, myself, this transmission, this broadcast is seen on the side of liberty as one of the main fountains or the progenitors or the source of the pro-human resistance against the globalists. A pro-human future. That's what we're talking about. 330 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 24 seconds from the most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right, if you see the live show headline, you're like, wow, Alex Jones is about to interview Elon Musk for 2+ hours live. And I guarantee you I am, because it already happened. About 45 minutes before this live show began at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, I interviewed Elon Musk for over 2 hours on a live feed of Spaces on X, formerly Twitter. And I got some great questions in. Vivek Ramaswamy was there. Here's the headline. Alex Jones joins Elon Musk, Andrew Tate, Vivek Ramaswamy in wild X-Spaces conversation. Congressman Matt Gaetz was there. General Michael Flynn was there. Mark Dice was there. He's joining us at the bottom of the hour. It was incredible. But we'll get to that when Mark Dice joins us, because I'd love to talk about that and how positive it was and how he came out against the New World Order and talked about their plan to depopulate humanity and all the rest of it and what that signifies with millions watching and tens of millions more to watch later. But up front and in our grill is Biden a week ago, Secretary of Defense 5-6 days ago, Lloyd Austin, and now the Secretary of State, Blinken, we have the clip, we'll play it in a moment, saying that if we don't give $100+ billion, no questions asked, on top of the hundreds of billions of dollars to the cokehead, gay prostitute, Zelensky, who plays the piano with his penis on TV, in between wearing black leather fetish outfits, dressed as a woman with high heels, slapping men's butts. The point is, he's fully compromised. If we don't give him that money, we're going to be at war with U.S. troops dying on the ground, which is already happening. In fact, here's the clip.
Congress is scrambling to reach a deal to pass foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel. Republicans are insisting on more border funding and new asylum restrictions that be added to the bill. What would it mean for Ukraine and Israel if Congress does not pass any additional support by the end of the year? And why not agree to tougher border protections, which is an issue of national security as well?
Well, Jake, the border piece, as you know, is out of my purview. But I can say this: I know on day one of this administration, or at least day two, the president put before Congress, I think, the first bill on immigration reform. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't acted on that. In this request for additional funds, there are $6 billion to enhance border security, including having more people
to bring more illegals across
on the border. So I know that's very much part of the discussion and something the president is really prepared to engage on. But in terms of what it would mean for Ukraine, what it would mean for Israel, what it would mean for our efforts to be competitive in the Indo-Pacific, I think the only people who'd be happy if the supplemental budget request is not voted on and approved by Congress are sitting in Moscow, sitting in Tehran, sitting in Beijing. For Ukraine, this is absolutely vital. They've made remarkable progress over the last year. In
really? No, that's
Russian
true.
Aggression, taking back more than 50% of the territory that was seized
not true.
Since February of 2022. But they're in a ferocious battle now in the south and the east. We are running out of funding for them. By the way, 90% of the assistance, the security assistance that we provided Ukraine, is actually invested right here in the United States to our companies, to our manufacturers. Similarly, we've had extraordinary burden sharing with our allies and partners. We've provided very significant assistance, about $70 billion over the last 2 years. Our European friends and partners beyond Europe, more than $110 billion for Ukraine. So we have the burden sharing that we need. This is a time to really step up because if we don't, we know what happens. Putin will be able to move forward with impunity, and we know he won't stop in Ukraine, and he may well end up going after a NATO country. That would bring us in, given our obligations to our NATO allies. So here, an ounce of prevention is really worth 10 pounds of cure.
Oh, a little Benjamin Franklin quote taken out of context. So the West overthrows the Ukrainian government 9 years ago, starts the war, kicks the Russians' asses all the way to their border, kicking their own people out. They respond back. And now Zelensky has been, his people have been slaughtered. And now their answer is, oh, it's going quite well. They've done a really good job. Let's send more money there. When they now, the average age of their conscripts, like 57 years old. No, they've lost. And if Russia was on our border, I would be fully against Russia. What an insane time to be alive. Look at some of these headlines. Top defense official, U.S. can handle Middle East, Russia, China operations all at once. U.S. vetoes Gaza ceasefire, profits from arms sales, same day. Secretary of State Blinken claims Russia will invade NATO countries because Congress is refusing to pass the $100 million-plus aid bill. Putin strengthens relations with Middle Eastern powers as Biden flounders. Musk calls out Biden over U.S. journalists jailed for 4 or 5 months. And it goes on. Numbers of attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria pushes past 80. And now the Pentagon says, look at this headline, that they can fight more than 3 wars at once. Top defense official, U.S. can handle Middle East, Russia, China operations all at once. Couldn't handle Vietnam because they wouldn't give up. Couldn't handle Korea because they wouldn't give up. Not saying the North Koreans were good. They were terrible. But we can handle China with 1.5 million people. We can handle Russia with the biggest nuclear arsenal. We handle the whole Middle East with our collapsing border, but we can't handle the fentanyl deaths and the suicide and the inflation and the needles and poop everywhere. No, America is being positioned into destruction. And under Trump for 4 years, no wars, major peace deals, Abraham Accords, North Korean deal, Russian deals. Russia didn't go into Ukraine because Trump said, we're not going to push missiles up your border, but if you go in, we'll attack you. And instead, we've seen the absolute opposite since then. Total escalation into massive war. Meanwhile, domestically, they are pushing racial division, and the UN is pushing racial division like never before in this country. And I want to explain something. I know most of you know this, but there are a lot of new listeners today. I've been number one for 3 days on Twitter and so many other platforms. Tens of millions of new people hitting Infowars.com and band.video and sharing those links. Barbados demands $4.9 trillion in reparations from former slave-owning countries around the world. Nothing about African countries, four of them still with slavery going on. Nothing about Africans kidnapping more than 250 million Europeans over 1,000 years out of Europe, which is ridiculous. You can't blame Africans for what their random ancestors did 500, 1,000 years ago. But the next big thing other than climate change, oh, pay big banks money because you're hurting the earth, put fart bags on cows, shut down all the coal plants is reparations. Oh, but you pay it to the UN, and then they'll pay some black people some money, but they got to get on a globalist bank and be sterilized for the money. It's the plan of the universal basic income, the universal social credit score. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley has urged the UK to pay $4.9 trillion, that's way more than their GDP, in reparations for the transatlantic slave trade, which England ended, by the way, worldwide. In London speech Wednesday, she added that talks over how this debt should be repaid will be difficult and will take time. But don't worry, they'll be paid through the UN. He'll take 90% of the money. I mean, does anybody believe you're actually about to get all these free goodies? Mark Dice has been at the center of this fight for a long time. He's come up about 15 minutes on this live Sunday show, and then coming up, 2-hour live interview with Elon Musk. It already happened. As soon as it goes live, we'll be posting the Bandout video, and we'll play it here. And then Chase Geyser's coming up as well. But you're listening tonight to what they don't want you to hear. Please spread the word. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reinstated to X, I was on Mario Nafal's number one X Spaces program. It had over 120,000 people watching at one time, more than 8 million watched it by the time it was over. Elon Musk came on for more than 2 hours, and I asked a lot of good questions. So officially, I was the guy getting interviewed, but I turned it around, made it about Elon Musk, because quite frankly, he's even more interesting than I am. We're going to be posting this interview with just my questions, cut down the full interviews, obviously on Mario's channel. We'll be posting it to X here in the next few hours. I'll be playing on my radio show and TV show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. So for all the people that heard about Infowars but didn't know what we really stood for because it was misrepresented, this is your chance to go to Infowars.com/show, band.video, or at Real Alex Jones back on Twitter, and actually see what I say, see what I stand for, and see it in context. At Real Alex Jones, please follow us there. You can also find us where we've still been on air 5 years after we were deplatformed at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and newswars.com. But this is a story. It's way bigger than Alex Jones. This is about Renaissance 2.0. It's about free speech winning. It's about the deep state failing. This is beyond cool. And again, Elon Musk talks about everything, including subjects he's never been asked about before in this interview. So I'll be on my regular show. I'll be breaking it down weekdays, 11 a.m. Central. But you want to hear the Alex Jones, Elon Musk interview at band.video, Infowars.com, and at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. I want to salute the crew. I want to salute our supporters. I want to salute the folks that have kept us on air. Tucker Carlson for interviewing me last week. That took us over the top, and I want to salute Elon Musk. Freedom of speech is paramount to a free human society. We're pro-human. We're on Team Human, as Elon Musk said. And the T-shirt's coming soon. Team Human, Infowars.com. I'll see you on the front lines of the fight for our future.
Visit Infowars.com/show.
Well, wild stuff is going on. Now, you can follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. You say, why does this matter? They're going to be able to steal the election if we don't have information and the truth out there. And they are pulling their hair out everywhere. When they gave us the account back at like 5 a.m. this morning, I was already up. It had like 40,000 people on it. Now it's 1.3 million or whatever at Real Alex Jones. And it's going to be exciting. I'm going to shoot videos starting tomorrow, just like Tucker Carlson did when he got fired off Fox. I guess they'll get tens of millions of views. The few videos we already posted today have gotten millions of views. It's been incredible. And so the fight is definitely on. Humanity is not just rolling over and crawling into its grave. Now, somebody that stood up for free speech and is a great media analyst, Mark Dice, is set to join us coming up. And tomorrow we're going to have Jack Posobiec, so many others that have been fighting as well, and exposing the fact that Biden would try to start a full war with Russia. He's been saying that for 6 months, so have I, as a pretext to try to shut down the election. So, you know, as fun as it is to say, oh, I interviewed Elon Musk for 2 hours today, and because I was supposed to be on there being interviewed by him, and I said, let's turn this around. Alex Jones is not that interesting compared to Elon Musk. I said, let's talk about dehumanization, global government, the new world order, the globalist, the depopulation plan, the chemicals in the water. I mean, it was spectacular. And believe me, the corporate media is hoping you don't go dig through it. But the way Spaces works on Twitter is it goes out live and all these people can be on there. It really works well now. It didn't work well until Musk took it over. And then it kind of just goes out and a million or so watch it. Then people really don't take cuts out of it. It's very hard to download. Oh, we've almost downloaded it right now. And so when Chase Geyser takes over at 6 p.m. Central in an hour and 35 minutes, he'll have clips on that show. And then tomorrow on my weekday show, 11 a.m. Central, we'll be playing clips and analyzing this, because I think I give myself credit for this, asked some of the best questions that Elon Musk has ever been asked. You can say what you want about Elon Musk. He's a very important player in all this, so we should be looking at it. He's definitely taking on the current globalist incarnation. All right. What are we fighting against, ladies and gentlemen? What are we up against? Why is this so important? Well, they want an Internet ID worldwide. China's already got it. Bill Gates, the UN, are pushing it. And they know we have morals, so they go, oh, stop pedophilia, something they're running. Let's have it where when you look at any major porn site, you've got to enter your ID, your name, your information, and a digital timestamp photo of yourself. Wow. Thought the liberals were all for open free society. Brits may be forced to take selfie before watching porn. The government's introduced legislation called privacy friendly. And it says that you will have to take a photo of yourself in a database before you watch porn. That's all about an Internet ID. That's what Nikki Haley's saying, where, oh, anybody who's on the Internet has to have an ID to stop porn and hate speech, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, beyond shocking, ACLU will represent NRA and free speech Supreme Court case, because the Soros combine gave hundreds of millions of dollars the last decade to groups like the American Civil Liberties Union. They've done nothing to defend against tyranny. Now they're a joke. They're obsolete. So suddenly they're saying, well, these cases where people lose their bank accounts because they're a pro-gun YouTube channel, or they're a survival shop, a gun shop, a sporting goods shop, that's wrong, that you're going to ban them selling something legal for their free speech. So good job to the ACLU. You're 100 years late and $1 trillion short. There's that report. Hate hoax foiled. Well, we see these every day. Black woman arrested attempting to set fire to MLK Jr.'s birth home and blame it on white people. We should give her the Jussie Smollett Award. Leftists are glad that white American population is declining. We have a bunch of clips of it. But get mad when Vivek Ramaswamy points that out. That ties into Barbados, I mentioned earlier. Demands $4.9 trillion reparations from former slave-owning countries. It's all incredible divide and conquer strategies. We've got hundreds of news articles pulling their hair out. Tucker praises Alex Jones for years of accurate predictions. Israel needs 2 more months to win war, destroy Hamas, despite ultimatum by U.S. and mounting pressure to cease fire. I want to know why Israel stood down. I don't support Hamas. Can't stand them. I want to ask, what's the bigger picture here? Why was there a stand down? Why did O'Biden give $6 billion to Iran a month before? Now all confirmed it was an Israeli stand down. The larger issue is who is playing the different sides off against each other. That's the big question we've got to be asking and answering here. Mark Dice joins us in a moment to talk about 2024 election, the censorship, the control, the wars, the Elon Musk interview. He was part of it. What's going to happen? Epic interview. Vivek Ramaswamy, Mark Dice, General Flynn, Elon Musk. I mean, the interview was with me. It was my show. But I was on as a guest, but I was the moderator. It was crazy. Absolutely wild. Jack Posobiec was there. It was amazing. But please remember, we're listener supported. Get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, launched Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping for Christmas. Double Patriot Points X2 and Turbo Force are back in stock. Just like our information is amazing. These are amazing products, and they fund the operation. So thank you all for your support. Be your shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force back in stock.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, well, Vivek Ramaswamy, myself, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Andrew Tate, Mark Dice. We were all there for a two-plus hour. I was supposed to be interviewed, but once I got on the Big Spaces show on X, I said very early on, I said, I really don't want to make this about an interview about Alex Jones. We've got Elon Musk here. So I basically interviewed him and had people ask questions to Elon for over, he was there over 2 hours. It just ended about an hour ago. We're going to be posting the full thing to Infowars.com. We're downloading it right now. The format they have is very hard to download. I'll be playing, obviously, clips tomorrow. But I wanted to get Mark Dice, Jack Posobiec, Steve Bannon, and a bunch of other people on the show the next few days. Because right now we're in the limelight. Everything we do gets millions of views. Not just the regular show. To talk about the fight for liberty and the fight for election integrity and the fight against big tech. If we don't have free speech, we have nothing. So somebody that when I first got banned, everybody else ran. Almost everybody didn't defend me. Even some of our crew members that aren't here now didn't even want to be here, didn't want to talk about the show. And they gave in to the censorship, and Mark Dice didn't. So I wanted to get media critic and analyst and best-selling author, and his new book is the bestseller, War on Conservatives. It's gone as number as high as number 4 on the world charts. I wanted to get Mark Dice on tonight before I even knew he would be involved on the Elon Musk interview. But he was invited there as well and was there and got some questions in Elon Musk. I wanted to invite him on to talk about just about this epic moment we're in and get his take on it. So, Mark, great to have you here, my friend.
The media was already poised to melt down just from having you return to X. But the fact that you shared a Twitter space or an X space with Elon for several hours, I can't wait to see the epic meltdown. They're going to drown in their own tears. And part of the reason, large part of the reason, really the reason why you were restored is because Elon Musk had a misconception about you and about why you were actually banned. And that's why I followed your career very closely. For those who don't know, Alex is largely responsible for launching my career. And I've been a regular guest on his show for 18 years, since 2005. And Alex has helped me. I've never worked for him. God knows he's tried. I've always remained independent. I'm just too bullheaded. But he's been a great friend, and he's had me on a regular guest, helped my career, helped me publish one of my books back about 12 years ago. And so I followed Alex's unpersoning very, very closely. And everybody had the misconception because of the mainstream media's lies. They tried to construct a false identity by exploiting and amplifying Alex's flaws. And Alex is a genius, as people know. And with most geniuses, their genius is counterbalanced by often an equal-sized flaw. Steve Jobs, genius, when he knocked up his girlfriend and got a pregnancy, got the DNA test, it was a, you know, a 2% chance that he was not the father, a 98% chance he's the father. And so in his mind, he extrapolated 2% of the male population in Cupertino and then argued that there could be 10,000 different women that are the father of this child. So, you know, Alex, despite his flaws, those were not why he was banned. And so I was just hammering from day one for years the reason Alex was suspended, that was cited and Elon confirmed in the Twitter space, the X space today, is for confronting Oliver Darcy, little Brian Stelter's sidekick, on public property. He's a public figure. He was working in the capacity of a reporter at the time. It's not like Alex found him out to dinner with his family or the grocery store and pulled out a phone and started live streaming on Periscope and harassed him, literally confronting one of the lead censors, one of the guys who behind the scenes and then was later admitting that he was censoring Alex and got Alex banned from the platform. So this is fantastic. It's a great moment for free speech. The fact that Elon joined the space, had a discussion. Elon now knows why you were banned. The majority even of Alex's fans probably falsely believe it had to do with his comments about a tragedy almost a decade ago. But the main, my main point, which is why I wanted to reiterate this with Elon, I'm glad that he brought this up, is Alex was suspended, censored, because he confronted a supposed journalist in Washington, D.C., outside of a congressional hearing about social media censorship.
And Mark, you've hammered that, and Elon responded to you days ago, and you're part of the reason I got a ban. I appreciate that. But moving on to the war on conservatives, their plan to steal the next election, how surreal was it that you and I are there for hours interviewing Elon Musk? I mean, that was crazy.
It's a great Christmas gift. And, I mean, sometimes things unexpected happen. And just when all hope seems lost, there's a strange turn of events. And it turns out often better times than you could have even imagined. I was thrilled just the fact that we're allowed back on the platform. And then all of a sudden this morning I wake up and I see Elon is responding to me, confirming that my analysis of why you were banned is, quote, accurate, he said. And then we're talking with him in a space. Elon now gets to know the full story. Tucker Carlson standing up for you. And I think, by the way, that interview was so fantastic because for people who are familiar with you, it was still a great interview. But because it was Tucker and he can introduce Alex to a larger audience, maybe who aren't listeners to the show or only see the memes, only see little clips, it was such a fantastic interview because Alex can get a little excited and a little wound up. But during the first, I'd say, three quarters, he was very, you know, calm and on his best behavior, and it was a very good discussion. And then towards the end, he started to loosen up and you know, started having his monologues. But you were so respectful of Tucker, and Tucker was so brilliant in asking the correct questions that interview, I believe, and people bombarding Elon with the fact about what really happened, led to him seeing who the real Alex Jones is. And that's who us, the listeners, have known who Alex is. And I don't.
And
think
that's a redemption story for America. Because the left has demonized America and said, we're a lie, we're a fraud, and taking things out of context. It's really a microcosm.
You know, the one thing I wanted to ask Elon, I just kind of touched on, I fired a couple points at him and just wanted him to respond, but he was so overwhelmed with questions, and it's hard, especially when you spit three different comments at him. But Elon's going to have to make some very difficult decisions here coming up. I wanted to ask him, what is he going to do if or likely when? He's pressured by the app stores to ban you, certain individuals, discussions about certain things, or be removed from the app store. And that might have seemed unprecedented a few years
ago. Apple threatened that.
Now, what is he going to do? And hopefully he's preparing, just like Andrew Torbett did with Gab, where you can use Gab on your phone, save to home screen, use it through the browser, it functions almost exactly like an app, minus the push notifications, which you don't really need. The only reason you need a push notification is for text messages and emails. So hopefully Elon is preparing so that if it is pulled from the App Store, that immediately the browser version can still function as a mobile app by saving.
No, you're right, because for people that don't really follow this or listen to our talk radio, and I don't blame you, the deep state's trying to get Elon banned off the App Store. I mean, that's the 2.0 censorship.
And, you know, I noticed that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave you a shout-out yesterday during the poll. Matt Gaetz joined the Twitter space. Vivek Ramaswamy joined the space. But I noticed I didn't see any Fox News hosts. I didn't see any Daily Wire hosts retweet the poll. Maybe they did. I didn't see it. I didn't see them celebrating Alex being restored. The very strange sort of silence there. I think Alex being back on is a tremendous victory for free speech. Hopefully we can get Owen restored, the official InfoWars account restored as well. But I don't think Elon knew, as smart as he is, and he's juggling a million different things and a million different companies, and as brilliant as he is, when he got involved with this, I really don't think, no disrespect to him, but I don't think he really understood what he was fully getting involved in, because this is not early 2000s social media where it's a neat way to communicate and a neat way to share links. We're talking about a technology that shapes the culture, that drives the news cycle, that is an information warfare weapon when abused and when manipulated. And
that's right. This is the battlefield, and he's entered the battlefield.
Yeah, and he's used to science and rockets and cars and engineers, and he might not have known really what he was getting into, and he got a rude awakening, and it's being pushed on him. I mean, they're circling the wagons. They want to destroy him, just like they did President Trump. He may be enemy number one now until
next year. Well, that's right, and when they illogically attack him, he attacks back with logic, and it's like they're not even they're not even communicating, and whatever they do to him doesn't matter because he doesn't even understand them. It's all a bunch of crap. Let's talk about the election coming up in your new book. Let's talk about Alex Jones. Let's talk about Mark Dice, Donald Trump, and more. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are. Another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Investigative journalist, best-selling author Mark Dice is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. And yeah, it's surreal. Just interviewed. It ended over an hour ago. 2 hours plus with Elon Musk. And I was directing the interview of the great folks having me on their show with the Spaces. It's the top Spaces deal. Mario, isn't it? And Natal is ahead of it. But Mark, let's shift gears out, Alex Jones. Let's talk big picture. Trump, the indictments, Hunter Biden indictments. The wars, just how would you describe the insane place we're at right now? What are your predictions?
These next 3 weeks, as Christmas and New Year's come, the year kind of winds down, things are going to slow down, news cycle slows down, everyone's going to kind of reflect on the top 10 this and what happened throughout the year. But then come January, it's going to get intense. And I've been wargaming in my mind all the possible scenarios for what's going to happen next year. And I don't think most people are prepared. It's almost like doing your taxes. Most people put it off until April 14th. It's just, it's painful. It's a hassle. You just, I'll do it later. I don't want to think about it. Or if you got like a toothache, you say, oh, this will go away. It'll go away. I'll deal with it later until all of a sudden it becomes a big problem. And we're so used, we all have kind of normalcy bias about everything rolling off of Trump's back. The Mueller investigation turned out to be an utter joke. The humiliation of that crazy old man couldn't even answer anybody's questions. The two impeachments. Just a total joke. This is not a joke. And I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. And there's several possible scenarios, and they all lead to utter chaos. So I have no idea what's going to happen. Because
I agree, though. It runs from bad to worse. So go through the scenarios. And
one of the scenarios, Trump defeats the charges. There's going to be riots. There's going to be chaos. He gets convicted, and then they're overturned on appeal. Going to be riots from the left and total chaos. If he gets convicted, loses the appeals, reject the appeals, they'll likely expedite sentencing. He could literally be sentenced to prison by the convention, by June or July. And if that happens, What are they going to do? Are they going to sentence him to house arrest? Are they going to sentence him to prison in a military base for extra security?
And if that is an election meddling, putting the guy 20 points ahead in jail, good God.
But it gets worse. It gets worse, though, because once somebody's in prison, they have their free speech restricted. So he's not going to be able – the judge will say you're not allowed to do interviews, not allowed to do phone calls, not allowed to have the internet. So if they're going to be house arrest, it's going to be on a military base for extra security. So I don't care if he is convicted and sitting in a prison cell or house arrest or a military base. Those three possibilities are very, very realistic. I will still be voting for him. And then it gets even weirder because if he wins the election, then are they going to swear him in remotely or are they going to allow him to be sworn in by having visitors come in and make the official swearing in ceremony so that he can pardon himself and let himself out? All of these scenarios, I don't think anybody has really, like, mapped them out.
No, you're right. We're in Twilight Zone territory.
There's a collapse of an empire. You know, as a whole, the United States is in huge trouble. And that's why at the conclusion of my new book, The War on Conservatives, sort of outline all of the chaos and all the problems, how we got here. But then at the very end, I do cover some solutions. And that's what you did in your book, The Great Awakening, because locally, we can preserve our family, our friends, our community, even some states. Even some regions within certain states, but it's going to get so crazy that nobody knows what's going to happen. Trump could have a health issue. He could get, God forbid, assassinated. Biden could have a health issue and drop out. And the Democrats have painted themselves into a corner. We talked about this last time I was on, because if they replace Biden with Gavin Newsom, they're going to look weak because the succession should be Kamala Harris would replace him and the party would rally behind her. But she's awful. Everybody knows she's awful. She doesn't have much support with the Democrat Party at all. So they can't just pass the baton to her and then have Joe Biden duck out for health reasons and have her lead the party to supposed victory. They're going to have to replace
her. Well, to me, it's pretty clear they're trying to get Gavin Newsom ready.
Yeah, but it may ultimately end up at the convention because then they can put it off on not the Democrat Party replacing Kamala Harris as the next successor, bypassing her for Gavin Newsom. They may have the delegates do it at the convention, but they painted themselves into a corner. And Joe Biden admitted, finally the obvious, that he wouldn't be running again if it weren't for Donald Trump, because if he ducked out, he would look like a coward and a failure, and then Donald Trump could use that to show that he was afraid of having a rematch. And so if Donald Trump didn't run again, then Joe Biden would have ducked out and said, mission accomplished. All I wanted to do was stop Donald Trump from becoming president. So they are in a pickle because whatever they do, they're going to look weak unless they even if they keep him in and try to inject him with more amphetamines, as is obvious that they were doing. And as Tucker Carlson revealed, he has a personal source that knows they were doing that. That's why at the convention or at the debates in 2020, Joe Biden seemed somewhat coherent, but he's aging like milk. People with dementia start to slide down that slope very fast. And so they're going to have to protect him like they did John Fetterman. But even if he is the nominee, they may keep him to the end because the Democrats did vote for, you know, somebody with the IQ.
No, I agree. It's looking more and more like, because they just banned in Florida, even Democrats on the ballot in the primaries. It looks like they're actually going to try to put the Crypt Keeper in there. But what if the deep state assassinates Biden and blames it on Trump supporters? I really see that as the wild card.
You know, there's a half a dozen or a dozen different scenarios, and that's one of the unfortunate ones. But it may even be a black swan. It may be something so unforeseen that none of us have even thought of. But every possible logical path that is visible now leads to a very disturbing scenario. And we are, like I said, we're in a collapsing empire as a whole, morally, financially, patriotically. We've never seen so much people in our own country hating our symbols, hating our history.
So it's like Elon Musk said with you and I interviewing him just an hour ago. At the end, he said, nobody's going to be bored in the next 11 months.
It's going to be intense. So enjoy the next 3 weeks. Enjoy the rest of the year. Enjoy Christmas and New Year's with your family and friends. And then we're going to hit the road running. It's going to be completely insane. Nobody knows. I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it.
I am too.
I'm looking forward to the end of the year here so I can relax a little bit. But the more I think about this, the more I realize that it's like tax day is coming and nobody's prepared, and there's going to be issues that are going to be dealt with. And I can't see Trump taking a plea deal and ducking out. I'm sure that they're going to try to offer that to him. So it's going to be it's going
to
be chaos.
Oh, it's been offered to him. He's not like Nixon. He's not stepping down.
No, he's never going to do it. And the fact is that he has more support now, and this is what the Republican establishment was whispering into Ron DeSantis' ear. They were telling him, once the indictments start, his support's going to collapse. And that's what Kevin McCarthy thought after January 6th, the mostly peaceful protest.
Boy, didn't McCarthy show his ass quitting to try to give the majority to the Democrats? He really showed he's a bad guy.
Before that, he called on President Trump to resign after January 6th. Then he denied that he said that. That was caught on tape. Then he came out on the floor of the House and said that President Trump bears responsibility. He is the one who called for the January 6th commission. And then he also called for other members of Congress, Matt Gaetz included, to be suspended from Twitter.
That's right. And other deep state left him in as long as he was the speaker, but he was ordered to leave when he had no power.
Well, I think Matt Gaetz, him and the Freedom Caucus, the small group of America First Patriots, basically forced him out. And now he is resigning because he doesn't have the power. So who knows what he's going to be up for.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this, Mark, guys. What's the people's secret weapon? What's the deep state secret weapon? What can we do to change this? And what are they going to pull?
We have to strike while the iron's hot, and the iron's hot now, and we have them scared. We are making tremendous headway. No matter how much they attack Donald Trump, it's only increasing his support. The Republican establishment and the deep state tried to whisper sweet nothings into Ron DeSantis' ear to get him to come in. That only backfired. He's looking like a total failure. He's tarnished his entire image. He should have waited until 2028. He's trying to basically stab Donald Trump in the back. I like him as a governor, but him getting in is only trying to hurt Donald Trump. And so we have tremendous momentum now. And with Rumble and now with X, with you back, it's galvanizing the free speech movement. Despite them demonizing Donald Trump for 4 years during his administration in 2020, he got more of the black vote despite them calling him a white supremacist and a Nazi every single day. So their lies aren't working. And we have the independent channels. After the 2016 election, the empire struck back. We used social media at that time, which was still seen as largely a novelty, even though President Obama was the first president to have a social media account on Twitter and on Facebook. But in 2016, it became more than a novelty. It became a social information warfare tool that we were using to spread the word organically. And that's why then the legacy media co-opted it right after that. The supposed war on fake news, which was a war on real news by Hillary claiming that fake news being spread through Facebook. First, it was from the Macedonian teenagers just spreading clickbait, trying to get Google AdSense money. Then they concocted the Russia conspiracy theory. So then they took it back. They changed all the algorithms. They started shadow banning. They started.
Mark, I know you got to go, but I want you to finish this up and also talk about The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice, which is already a number four bestseller. Let's push it, number one. Back in 2 minutes, we can finish up on the book and your other great analysis. One of the smartest guys out there, Mark Dice. And he was the guy, when I first got banned 5 years ago, and everybody else ran, almost everybody, Mark Dice didn't. Day one, even though he could have gotten banned, and he did get censored for it, he was there. That's a real guy, Mark Dice. Follow him and support him.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.